for those of us who manage businesses, 2% is nothing. That's a weekly whoops.
Businesses in New York's North Country not only have problems with the potential consequences of sequestration, they are livid that Congress has failed to act on the federal budget cuts. PrimeLink President and General Manager Greg McConnell.
For us to look at 2% and say gridlock over 2%, is this brinksmanship or is this reality? That's the concern, not only on the global level, where our business partners globally look at us and say, got to get your house in order. Everything that affects us every day as business leaders comes from a global perspective sooner or later. And if the rest of the world has a perception that we can't balance our budget over and over and over again, it does affect those fiscal things that at a global level eventually trickles all the way down to us here in the region.
It's unknown how much sequestration cuts could impact border staffing at the U.S.-Canadian crossing north of Plattsburgh. The biggest impact in the northern tier of the state, according to Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas, would be at the Army's Fort Drum near Watertown. Douglas says most business and local governments have made cuts greater than 2% in the past couple years, so he finds it puzzling that it's so catastrophic for Congress.
If that is this difficult to pull off, then how do we even hope to reduce the levels of debt, the levels of spending, the accumulating debt that we have, which is unsustainable? I think there is a serious concern in the business community that nowhere near enough is even being talked about how to get federal spending and debt on a more sustainable trajectory. And I think just barely under the surface, a concern that this is, at least in part from some quarters, more of a stage setting for more tax increases on business. So it's kind of, what is the choice? If you can't cut 2% from federal spending, and so therefore you're going to sustain that at current levels that are unsustainable, then what is it you're going to propose to do? And I think business people are putting their hands on their pockets.
City of Plattsburgh Mayor Don Kasperzak, a Republican, echoed the business community's perspective.
The perception is not positive about these folks in Washington at all, and for good reason. For whatever reasons, they can't compromise and even make decisions based on 2% of a multi-trillion dollar budget. Now, come on, that doesn't add confidence to anybody. On the other hand, we've got to kind of ignore some of that because we hope that cooler heads will prevail. Now, I'm always the one that doesn't believe they will because they're more worried about politics and getting reelected than they are doing their jobs. If these things happen the way I think they will, it will affect Plattsburgh, it will affect the North Country, but I don't think it'll devastate us because we're strong and we've got some very positive things going on.
The $85 billion in automatic cuts will begin taking effect on Friday. Although it is an overall 2% cut, a large portion of the federal budget is exempt, including Social Security, Medicaid, and veterans programs. The White House said Wednesday that efforts to avoid sequestration are unlikely to succeed. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.